Oh, my goodness. We're joined by Carlton Saffa of the Sarasota Casino Resort. And, Carlton, y'all got some big news yesterday from the governor.
Yeah, good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
We're good. We're ready to get back to work.
Well, that's my big question. The governor said you could open the 18th. Are y'all going to do it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I say get back to work. For many of us, work hadn't stopped. For some folks, we unfortunately had to furlough a number of employees. They, of course, kept their health insurance. That was important to Chairman Barry, and he made the decision that we would cover their health benefits even while they weren't working. But, I talked to a number of our employees every day. They became friends, not just team members and employees. And they're all anxious to get back to work. And that's the bottom line, is that we will be open on May 18th. We're grateful that the governor recognized that we could take this responsibility seriously. And so we'll have a number of protocols in place. I think the protocol list we put together was like 12 pages, but it's thorough, and it addresses everything from mandatory temperature testing of all of our employees, which we've been doing even during the shutdown, to changes in terms of what the floor will look like. So we're looking at a May 18th opening.
Yeah, talk to me about that, about the floor. Are you just going to take the machines out? Do you cover them up? Every third machine's open? I think that's what the governor said.
That's a great question, Greg. So at the annex, that will take a couple of forms. There's no one answer.
Okay.
So it's a combination of three things. The use of plexiglass in some places. I was yesterday in there looking over some of the plexiglass installations. So, for example, the cashier, there's plexiglass now at the cage. And there'll be other places you'll see plexiglass. So that's one component of social distancing. Number two involves the movement of some machines and some furniture. So, moving chairs and moving machines. And, of course, there will be some machines that will be deactivated. So, for example, you'll love this because I know you're interested in our sports betting options, although there isn't anything to bet on right now.
Yeah, no sports.
We could find – somebody said there was, like, Romanian soccer still. So if you've got some inside angle on Romanian soccer, I'll see if we can get those lines up.
We need those.
I know. But in our sports betting we'll be turning off every other machine. You'll love this, though, Greg. We've installed an additional 20 kiosks.
Really? Y'all started with one, and then it seems like you had like 7, 8, 9 in there at some point. Now you're adding 20 more.
Yeah, so the new machines are called Miosks, which is like my kiosk with an M.
Okay.
And they're essentially tablet-based devices with a smaller footprint. So, we've been just amazed at the interest in sports betting. And, really, the installation of those 20 machines is maybe a metaphor for what we've been doing while we're down. Our facilities crews have been working tirelessly to update the place. It hasn't been this clean since the day before we opened the first time. And we've gone around and, where there's been a nick in a wall, it's been fixed. Where there's been paint chipped, it's been repaired. The bathrooms have been upgraded even further, and we're anxious to get back to work. I was just reading that there were 10 million jobs lost over the last month. The unemployment numbers were just released a few minutes ago. The Wall Street is optimistic because they think the worst is past, and I think that's a good message. 10 million jobs lost, but we still see a light at the end of the tunnel, and at a little level for us in Pine Bluff, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and there's a lot of folks who are looking forward to get back to work.
Well,
casinos feed a lot of families. I know people think of it as a place to go have fun, to enjoy yourself, and that's true. But, casinos feed my family. Casinos feed for our team in Pine Bluff, 300 families in terms of our direct payroll. And when the main property opens, we'll be looking at, over 1,000 families responsible. So it's not just about having a good time, and that's important. But
you have a lot of people that you're employing, but let's get to the serious business.
Yeah.
When are we going to open the stinking Q store so I can get some Diet Cokes and some chicken
That's a good question, yeah. So, to heck with the economy. Let's talk about the Q store.
That's right.
Okay, so the plan is for the Q store to open on the same day.
Okay.
And that's tentative right now. Our focus is, of course, the casino, because that's where calling back most of our employees, and there's a lot involved in opening a casino, right? So we've got to go make sure all the machines are still ready to go. You know, they've all got to be loaded with all the supplies. There is the issue of, you know, bringing cash back into the building. I mean, there's a number of highly sensitive issues that have to be handled under our very strict protocols.
So you're going to do that first, and then once you get that done, then you're going to go take a look at the convenience store.
If we can manage it, we'll do them both on the same day, and I promise you this, you'll be the first one to know right after I do.
I miss going over there.
Hey, here's the deal. Even if we don't open the Q store, I'll bring you one of those.
No, I'm teasing you. I appreciate it. But it's going to be relatively at the same time. I mean, you're not going to keep it closed for another 2 months. I mean, you're going to open it up soon.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. No, my hope would be we'd open it up at the same time, and if not, it would be lockstep right behind. Our actual plan is for it to open at the same time, but here's the deal. If I told you the casino was going to open on the 18th and it didn't, you could probably survive. If I told you that the Q store was going to open on the 18th and it didn't, you'd come looking for me.
That's right. Yeah. No, I'm just teasing. Hey,
well, you know, this is important to the city and the county, too. And, you know,
we've talked to all the people about the county and the city governments as far as the cutbacks and the money. And, you know, it's tight anyway. And then all this hit, and it's made everything negative. But then the hope was how the money from the casino was going to, you know, increase that before COVID. So, yeah, it's a double whammy.
Yeah, you know, and they're simple numbers. So to the city, it's about $110,000 a month of casino gaming taxes. To Gerald and the county, it's about $40,000 a month. And that's just off the annex. That's not our A&P promotion tax. That's not sales tax. That's not any of the other taxes. That's the additional tax we pay on gaming. And when the casino closed, it disappeared. And when the casino opens up, those monies will start coming back
in. That's roughly $150,000, and that was what y'all were doing the few months just with the annex. That's not a projection of when the big across the street opens. That's what happening.
No. Yeah, across the street. So, you know, the annex is 300 machines. Across the street is an additional 2,000. So, you know, I don't know that it will track exactly, but, you know, you'll have seven times as many machines across the street as we have now. But yeah, we've been almost like clockwork, right at $110,000 a month. Our numbers have been very, very steady. And actually our biggest month we'd had to date was February, which is a short month. And then of course we had the March closure.
When did we open the first time? I mean, I remember it happening. What month was that when you
October.
Opened? So you had part of October, all November, December, January, and February.
Mm-hmm. We did a soft opening the last couple of days of September. So we had three partial days. Okay. We had a full month of October, so we have five full months of data. February was the shortest month, and February was our best month. And we had great numbers the first 2 weeks of March.
So over $750,000 in tax revenue to the city and county combined.
Already, yeah. And again, that's just the annex, which really was just sort of the first dose. When the main Saracen project's complete, you're going to be talking about table games, and seven times as many slots as the annex. And so the projections, you know, do your own math on that, but the projections will be huge. Hey, the fire station's almost done, too. I don't know if you've had a chance to drive by and look at that.
Yeah, we have, and we've asked Chief Howell about it, and I've driven by there a couple of times. I thought it was almost, like, completely done.
It is almost completely done, yeah. We're excited. The last I'd heard about it, they were talking about hooking a water main up, so they've got sufficient water supply, not for the building, that's done, but for the trucks, because fire trucks hold water. So we're in the final stages of having that, and what a delight to be able to provide the city with that. Obviously, it's nice to have a fire station in our backyard, but it's not the Saracens fire station. It belongs to the people of Pine Bluff, and if you live in that side of town, that's just one more benefit from the facility, even if you never step foot on our property.
Yeah, we've talked to Chief Howell about it. He was excited, and then the place where they're going to be able to move out, they're going to increase storage area, so he was real excited about
it. He's a great guy, man. We've got great leadership in Pine Bluff, but Chief Howell's one of the best. He and I went to a FBI academy together, a Citizens Academy. He's a buddy. We've been fortunate enough to be able to help him, help fire, help the city, and even help the ambulance service with some PPE needs. I know they've been short, but we have some vendors who we've been able to access PPE. And, you know, when they call and say they need something, they apologize. And we always say, quit apologizing. We're here to help. So we've been tickled to be able to help them through this.
Well, we appreciate it. That's Carlton Saffa with the Saracen Casino Resort Project. Almost called you Saffa. Carlton, I appreciate you jumping on with us this morning.
We'll see you May 18th. Bring an ID and wear a face mask, and we'll see you the 18th.
Let's ask about that. Do people have to have face masks when they go inside the casino?
So that's a protocol from the state, is face masks will be required. And, you know, our hope is that people bring face masks. They're in short supply. We obviously have face masks. But, you know, don't be the guy that shows up just to get another face mask because you've got one. But if someone doesn't have a mask and they want to come see us, we certainly will have face masks. Also, bring an ID. The state is asking that we keep a list of who's been in the building in the event there's an issue. That's standard protocol for contact tracing. So bring your ID and bring a face mask.
And there's one other thing. I know I was about to let you go. The hours are going to be a little bit different as you open up, correct?
Yeah, midnight will be our closing time on weekdays and 2 a.m. on weekends.
That's state directive?
The state encouraged us to do reduced hours. We were happy to comply because guess what? We will be deep, deep cleaning overnight. And it's hard to get out there and shampoo the carpets and double deep clean when you're open. But I'll tell you this, you get up from a machine, you can expect somebody to be shortly right behind you from our EVS team to wipe down the machine and the chair. We'll be working overtime to clean throughout the day.
Y'all were doing that short period of time after COVID became a thing and before you had to shut down. Y'all were...
We always do that, yeah. But we doubled down before we had to close and even more so now. And when we got some more time, I'll tell you about some of the incredible things we're doing in terms of fogging the facility and the use of electrostatic chemicals that actually get between the keys on the machines. It's cool stuff. Well, you almost have to see it. It may not be good for radio because you almost have to see some of the technology, but it's pretty cool.
All right, Carlton, thanks for jumping on with us.
I appreciate y'all. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Carlton Saffa with the Saracen Casino Resort Project right here on Deltaplex Radio.